B-Pod Studios.
WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston, the new Hot 96.9.
A Beasley Media Group station.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Best and worst times to travel for Thanksgiving, how to eat wings and give back, and an update on French Montana in the hospital. Melissa has a juice coming up.
Well, T.I. tried, but the internet wasn't trying to hear his explanation about Hymen Gate.
Romero has your sports.
The Bruins and the Celtics are going to have a tough Thanksgiving.
But first, well, they're saying this could be one of the busiest travel seasons in years. In Greater Boston, AAA saying the worst traffic is expected between 4:30 and 6:30 p.m. tomorrow, with trips taking 3.4 times longer than usual. Well, if you can, it's recommended to wait until Thanksgiving morning to get going. And as far as return trips, Friday and Saturday are your best bets because traffic will be heaviest on Sunday. And just a couple other notes, the HOV lane on 93 will have extended hours today and tomorrow afternoon, and on Thanksgiving, the T will run on a Sunday schedule.
Kind of going off that real quick, shouting out to Jason Flynn. He messaged us on the Get Up Crew Facebook saying to shout out all the tow operators that are working now till next week, saying that there's going to be really busy week for them, and to remind everyone to slow down and move over for emergency vehicles. So there you go.
Thank you very much. A week-long fundraiser has been announced to help the family of Ryan Baldera. Baldera was the manager of the Buffalo Wild Wings in Burlington, who died from a toxic mix of cleaning chemicals earlier this month. So from December 2nd to December 8th, all proceeds from dine-in and carry-out orders will benefit Baldera's newborn son. There will also be a silent auction, and a GoFundMe to support the family has already raised more than $135,000. And an update on French Montana. You may know he's been in the hospital in the ICU with some type of illness that they still haven't figured out yet. He was admitted to the hospital last Thursday after experiencing severe stomach pains, nausea, and an increased heart rate. He did post a video that's, you know, he's since deleted. It's of a dry erase board in his room with the words manage pain, and was captioned 6 days in ICU with a prayer emoji. And he also got a visit from Megan Thee Stallion, who basically told him to get his mother effing A out of this mother effing bed and go home. All right, it's Melissa with the juice.
Well, yesterday I told you guys how one of R. Kelly's girlfriends had set up a private Patreon account to tell her very graphic story of what it's like to be one of R. Kelly's girlfriends. Joycelyn Savage talked about having multiple abortions, sexual and physical abuse, among other graphic details. Well, it looks like the whole thing may be a scam. People have been coming out questioning the validity of this account. Even Patreon itself, as a source at Patreon, says they've asked the person who opened the account to verify that it is indeed Joycelyn, and so far has gotten no response. As of this morning, the account has not been verified, and if it's not by tomorrow, all the money earned will be returned. And by the way, there's been about 2,000 people that have paid the membership fee, which ranges from $3 to $25. Isn't
really?
That crazy? Yeah. That somebody would go out of their way to do this if this is fake. So we'll find out by tomorrow.
I'm more shocked that there's 2,000 morons out there who paid for that.
I know. When you can just find the information out on the internet for free.
We'll get it on TMZ by Friday. Right. Trust me.
It's here, everybody. It's finally here. The Weeknd is back with new music, and he's been teasing it for weeks. Yesterday, he posted on Instagram. I must have gotten a million tags in this post. On both his Instagram and Twitter accounts was a grainy photo, which is actually the cover art for his singles. He's got two singles, okay? Now, he had captioned this photo, "The Fall Starts Tomorrow Night," and that was yesterday. No details, although we do know one single will be called Heartless. The other single will be called Blinding Lights, which is actually the soundtrack for a Mercedes commercial that is going to be dropping on Friday. And this is, I'm sorry, this sounds so good. Although, I can't really be objective because all of his music sounds good to me. That's Blinding Lights.
I like it.
Something else I found out, too, really quickly, is that we're going to, not, it looks like we're going to get an entire album, not just singles, because, and that his ex, Selena Gomez, definitely inspired at least one of the songs. According to the ASCAP website, which is a site where you register songs, The Weeknd registered a song on there recently called Like Selena. So he will have a Selena Gomez-inspired song. I'm so excited. Okay. Oh, I can't wait. Okay, and T.I. tried to do damage control since his interview dropped where he revealed he goes to the gynecologist with his daughter to have her hymen checked, or as T.I. called it, hymen gate. He appeared on Red Table Talk yesterday saying that when he told that story, it was more meant as a joke and that people took it too far.
You know, from a place of truth, I began to embellish and exaggerate. And I think that a lot of people kind of like took it extremely literal. Because if you put any of my reputation, like who I am as a father and who I've been, I honestly thought people knew me better than that.
Wait. Pebbles.
From a place of truth.
Yes.
He started to embellish.
Yes.
From a place of truth.
In other words, right. What does that mean, actually? I can't put words in his mouth. What does that mean?
He tries to say things and make him sound like extra, like profound. But he doesn't know what he's saying.
Yeah.
From a place of truth, I started to embellish. But there's somebody out there who listens to him talk, and they're like, he's saying big words, so he must know what he's talking about.
Well, he did say he was not in the room when Deja was getting the procedures done. They only did it on a couple occasions when she was 15 or 16, that since she's turned 18, it has stopped. He said he was simply exercising his right as a parent to raise his daughter how he wants, and that he wants to protect her in any way he can. And Jada Pinkett Smith actually explained to him that the way he's describing it seems very controlling. Hmm. And by the way, the mother of T.I.'s daughter, Deja, posted on her Instagram story yesterday something that a lot of people are saying could be a direct response to the interview. She wrote, phew, child of narcissism. So a lot of people think that she was taking a little jab.
You see, when it comes from being honest, I was being honest. Except I wasn't.
When I embellished.
Next question.
Romero with sports.
All right. Celtics beat the Kings last night, 103-102. And the Baltimore Ravens. Mm. Look out for the Baltimore Ravens.
They are scary.
They absolutely destroyed the team that lost to the Patriots in the Super Bowl last season, the Rams. 45-6. Lamar Jackson, I'm a fan of this dude. He's their quarterback.
He MVP.
He was 15-20. Like, a lot of times, you know, you have to throw, like, 40 passes or something to do what he did. He threw five touchdowns. And by the way, he didn't even play in the fourth. He played like 30 seconds in the fourth quarter. So in three quarters, this guy threw five touchdowns. Insane. NHL as far as tonight. Oh, I almost forgot about this. The big announcement. The world's biggest announcement yesterday that we all knew. The Worcester Red Sox are going to be called the Woot Sox.
Oh, my God.
Duh. All right. Tonight, the Bruins are taking on the Canadiens without Patrice Bergeron. And by the way, Kemba Walker will not be participating with the Celtics until he goes through a full practice. Couple extra little notes, too. Super Bowl lads, for the first time in 5 years, are completely sold out in advance. And big shout out to Vita Vea. Anybody? Anybody?
Who?
Vita Vea. He's like a
porn star.
He's a defensive tackle for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and became the heaviest player in the history of the NFL to score a touchdown.
Okay.
347 pounds.
Wow.
But wait, it's more impressive. So he's a defensive tackle, so you would think that it was like a fumble return or something like that. No, he was playing offense. Wait, it gets even It gets more impressive. You think at 347 pounds, they were like, all right, let's just line up the big fat guy and give him the ball, have him run through everybody. No, he went out and caught a pass for the touch. You got to see it's hilarious. He's a huge human being that they leave wide open, and he does a pretty good job of catching the pass. That is your sports.
All right, your good news. I love this story. So 17-year-old William Recopa from Long Island, he was diagnosed with leukemia last May. He hasn't been able to go to school while he undergoes treatment, but thanks to technology, he has been able to return to school in a different way through a robot. So a $6,000 robot was donated, and it has a video of William where it would be his face. Yeah. So his face is like in the robot's face, and it basically like rolls through the halls of the classroom and into the classrooms. And his sister's like all excited because she gets to walk her brother to class again. And so William operates the robot from his family's apartment and says that while he's still feeling the side effects of chemo, he does plan on graduating on time and go to NYU. And you can see a video of William and the robot at hot969boston.com. But it is very, very
the robot goes to school.
It basically rolls through and he controls it and he can talk. Isn't that crazy? That's amazing.
That's a sign of the Jesus. It's coming. Judgment Day. Mm-hmm. Get ready.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.